You have literally traveled across the world to see a total eclipse. That was in China in 2009, but your very first time was in the Mediterranean Sea in 2006, and that involved some pretty elaborate preparations, I understand.
Yeah, so my first eclipse was 2006, and we took a cruise in the Mediterranean Sea. The eclipse path was cutting across Africa, then up across the Mediterranean Sea through Turkey, and then up into Russia after that. And before that eclipse, I had read every book that I could on solar eclipses. I'd studied everything that could possibly happen during a total solar eclipse. I wanted to make sure that I didn't miss anything since this was my first one. And I'd been teaching about solar eclipses for many years here at the University of Virginia, so I knew exactly what would happen sort of moment by moment. And I'd made myself a list and put it in my pocket at the beginning of the eclipse so that as the eclipse went on, I could check the times off and look for all of these effects. And about 5 minutes or so before totality, I looked off to the southwest, and something was seriously wrong with the sky in the southwest. It was a beautiful, clear day. There were hardly any clouds. And there was this just shadow in the southwest, this big cone of darkness that was stretching all the way from space down to the surface of the Earth. The southwestern sky was very, very dark. And I was just completely awestruck by seeing this huge column of darkness. And what was most amazing about it is you watched it, it started growing larger and larger. And I realized that this is the shadow of the moon, stretching all the way from the moon down to the surface of the Earth. And it's racing towards us at about 1,500 miles an hour. And I just stood there watching it for a few minutes because it was so amazing. And before I knew it, the sun went out, totality began, and then we had, in that case, a little bit more than 3 minutes of a total solar eclipse. And we can talk in a minute about all the interesting things that happened during totality itself. But totality went very quickly. It goes much faster than you think it will, because even though it sounds like 3 minutes, you're so awestruck by seeing the beautiful corona of the sun and all the other special effects that the time just flies by. And then a little bit of the sun peeked out from behind the moon, and I saw the spectacular diamond ring effect, and then the eclipse was over. And a few minutes after the eclipse, I reached into my pocket and I found that checklist that I had written for myself to make sure that I didn't miss anything. And I'd been so awestruck by the spectacle of the eclipse that I've completely forgot about the checklist.
Now, you're an astronomer and a scientist, of course, but just reacting to this totality as a human being, tell me exactly what it was like.
You know, I got a chill up my spine just watching that shadow approach. It really is a very unnatural thing, in a sense, to happen in the middle of the day where the sun goes out. There are many interesting effects that go on. You feel a cold breeze come in. The temperature drops a few degrees. People have reported seeing animals behaving strangely during an eclipse. It really is an otherworldly experience.
What about the rest of us? Do you think this would be worth traveling around the world to see if it were within your means?
Absolutely. I think a total solar eclipse needs to be on everyone's bucket list of things to see at least once in your life because it is a spectacle of nature. But a total solar eclipse only appears in the world once every 18 months for just a couple minutes at a time. And so if you want to see a total solar eclipse, you really have to make the effort to travel to go see one. And this year, fortunately, we've got one coming right to our backyard here in the continental United States. But other than that, you would have to travel around the world to see them.
Now, this one will be coming up August 21st. Where exactly will the path of totality be, and what time of day, and how long will it last?
So this is the first total solar eclipse in the continental United States since 1979, and this one is stretching all the way from coast to coast. The eclipse in 1979 was only visible up in the northwest. So this year, on August 21st, the shadow of the moon will first hit the Earth in Oregon, and it's going to streak across Oregon, Idaho, down through Wyoming, down through the central part of the United States, and then out over the East Coast, over Tennessee, far western North Carolina, and South Carolina.
Now, this is a 70-mile swath across 14 states, but I understand the prime spots are still going to be pretty congested, you think?
I think anywhere in totality will be congested. This eclipse is getting a lot of publicity. I know that the state of South Carolina is predicting that they'll have over 1 million visitors coming to the state to see this eclipse. So I do recommend to people that if you're planning to see the eclipse, leave early, a day or two early if you can, And then on the morning of the eclipse, make sure that you get up early and you travel to your selected viewing location and get there long before the eclipse begins so that you don't find yourself stuck in traffic.
Tell me about Charlottesville and Central Virginia. We're going to see a partial eclipse. Now, exactly how much will we see here?
The eclipse will be at best about 86%. That is, the moon will cover about 86% of the sun. And that sounds like a lot, but your eyes are very, very good at adjusting to the diminishing light levels. And it turns out most people won't really notice anything differently going on. If you have a pair of safe solar glasses, you can look at the sun and you'll see the moon covering the sun, and you'll see the sun look slightly crescent shaped. But other than that, you won't notice much change in the light levels around you.
It's going to be disappointing here.
I don't like to use the word disappointing. It will not be nearly as spectacular as it will if you can get down to South Carolina or Tennessee, where the eclipse is total. In a total eclipse like this, you really have to be in the path of totality to see that spectacle of nature.
You mentioned the proper eye protection. There are all kinds of warnings about that. Tell me, what is proper eye protection and how important is it?
The most inexpensive and safest way to view the sun is to buy a pair of eclipse glasses. These are now being sold all over the country. I've seen them in local stores. I know a number of nonprofit groups are selling them, and a large number of groups are giving them away if you attend a viewing event. Eclipse glasses are typically a paper set of glasses that have plastic film in them, and that plastic film has been coated and designed to cut out all the harmful ultraviolet and infrared light that the sun gives off, and to cut down on the visible light to make the sun comfortable to stare at. If you buy a pair of these glasses, just look inside them and make sure that there are some safety certifications printed on them. There are at least two different groups that certify solar glasses, and you just want to make sure that you get a pair that has a safety certification, that someone has certified that they're safe for solar observing. A couple things that are absolutely not safe to use is it's absolutely not safe to use regular sunglasses. Regular sunglasses don't cut out enough ultraviolet and infrared light to make them safe. And it's definitely not safe to use a telescope or a pair of binoculars unless you have a safe solar filter for them and that you're familiar with how to use it and that you've practiced using it and know how to use it safely.
Now, for people who really want to know, what would you suggest they do in advance to prepare for it? You said lots of books.
You know, I think most people, well, nowadays you can find almost all that information on the internet. NASA has a great eclipse page. There are other commercial eclipse pages, such as greatamericaneclipse.com. They will tell you all the details of the eclipse. They will tell you what to look for during the eclipse. So I think you can find pretty much all the information you need online these days.
You said earlier you believe seeing a total eclipse should be on everybody's bucket list. So when and where is the next one?
So the next total solar eclipse in the continental United States is in 2024, and it goes from all the way from Texas up to Maine, cuts across the nation that way. So that's the next one in the continental U.S. Between those two, there are eclipses about every 18 months somewhere in the world, but you generally have to travel to a distant area of the world to go see it. And many of those total solar eclipses are out over water because the surface of the Earth is nearly three quarters water. So for any one location on Earth, you get a total solar eclipse about once every 375 years. So this is why you need to travel. In Charlottesville, the next total solar eclipse won't be until the year 2099. And the last one in Charlottesville was back in the year 1478. So Charlottesville will go just over 600 years without a total solar eclipse. And as I said, the next one's in September of 2099. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to make that eclipse. And so I'm going to make sure that I see the ones that I can while I'm here. You know, a total solar eclipse is an amazing thing to see, and everyone really needs to see one. And we have an opportunity this year with a total solar eclipse coming very close to Central Virginia. Not over Central Virginia, but close. And if you can at all get the chance to get away and get down to South Carolina or get down to Tennessee, I think it's well worth going to see. There is a whole industry that has grown up now among people who have seen one total solar eclipse and can't wait to get back to see another total solar eclipse. They really are that amazing.
University of Virginia astronomer Ed Murphy on the total solar eclipse, August 21st.
UVA is planning several events on campus in preparation. You can find more information at www.eventbrite.com. For Science Matters, I'm Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.